Well, the survey which was published yesterday by Minister Kathleen Lynch highlights the fact that Donegal, in fact, is the lowest rate, the lowest cost for nursing home care in the Republic of Ireland. We're very, very concerned at this because we are concerned that it is an uneconomic rate in some cases, and it's a rate being forced on providers by the HSE in many respects.
Even though we have the lowest rate up here, is it still affordable for people?
Oh, absolutely. Under the Fair Deal, the Fair Deal is a very, very positive scheme from the point of view of older people requiring nursing home care. The challenge is to ensure that we have the appropriate number of nursing home places into the future. When you marry the fact that the public units currently are multiples of the cost of private care, what we do need to ensure is that the private sector is rewarded and is given a rate consumerate with the care needs, but also to ensure that they can fulfil future requirements for an ageing population.
Looking forward to the future, is there going to be enough nursing homes available?
Well, that's one of the challenges. Recently, papers presented to Minister Varadkar by his own department would suggest that there's going to be a requirement for an increase of almost 7,000 beds nationally. Now, as you say, the Donegal region is well serviced by both community nursing units and private and voluntary. The Minister was very keen yesterday to outline that both can coexist. Our fear is that if there isn't enough investment by the private sector in the private nursing home sector, then there will be a decrease in the public sector given that they don't meet the HICWA standards. And you may in fact find that older people will struggle to find a nursing home bed, particularly in their own local community.